Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. God is so awesome. And we are thankful to God for another day's journey. Today is day 18 of our 40-day sojourn together. We are very close to the halfway mark. And once you hit 20, it goes by in a flash of an eye. So we are thankful to God that God is propelling us and moving us forward. And I pray that you are being enriched in your time of fasting and prayer. There is a word from the Lord. That word is found in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 15. And I want to read in your hearing verses 1, 2, and 3. In your own personal private time with God, I would that you would read the entire 15th chapter, which I know will be a blessing for your life. But for our time this morning, we're just going to look at the first three verses. Here's what the word of the Lord says. I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up. For even Christ did not please himself, but, as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about be more tolerant. Be more tolerant. As Christians, it is our job to set an example. In fact, to be an example for others. Now, part of setting the example or being an example of others is to make sure that we are being tolerant or being more tolerant in an intolerant world. There is so much divisiveness and intolerance in the world today. You know, we got Democrats versus Republicans. You know, we got, if you watch MSNBC, then you don't watch Fox News. And if you watch Fox News, you don't watch CNN. We got people who are pro-Israeli versus pro-Palestinian. It's so much divisiveness, so much intolerance in the world that either if you're an EV driver, electric vehicle driver, then you got something against those who drive hybrid. If you're hybrid, then you got something against those who use fossil fuels, gas. You know, you got premium gas drivers versus regular gas drivers. There's so much intolerance. You got things like sugar or salt on grits. So much intolerance when everybody knows that sugar don't belong on no grits. But what I've learned is that we must tolerate those who have lost their way because they're the weaker Christians. I put that last one in there as a way to lighten things up. But there's so much intolerance in the world. But the Apostle Paul shares with us not to tolerate sin, but we must work to be tolerant of the weaker believers, the weaker Christians, those who are following Jesus but are not on the same spiritual level that those who are more mature in Christ are. So the relevant question this morning is, how can we be more tolerant as believers? How can we be more tolerant as believers? I believe there are three things in this text that will help us in being more tolerant. Number one, the way that we can become more tolerant is that we must realize it is our duty to help weaker believers. It is our duty to help weaker believers. Look at verse 1. Paul is sharing, we who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. It says, if you are stronger, if you are more mature, is what Paul is saying. We must bear with. That means we must find a way to be patient. We must bear with the failings of the weak. In other words, we must bear with, we must be patient with those who are not on the same spiritual level, or those who may be weaker in their faith. It is our duty to be tolerant, to have patience with those who are still working out their soul salvation. We ought to be patient with weaker believers who are not yet seeing what you see, because they may not have experienced what you have experienced. So remember this. In other words, it is our duty to be patient with them, but it is not our duty to please ourselves. In pleasing ourselves, we're not to browbeat someone. We're not to force someone. We're not to make someone do something that they aren't ready to do, but we are to bear with. We are to bear with them, be patient with them. It is our duty to help see them through, and one of the ways that we do it is by making sure we're patient but not working to please ourselves. There's more here, beloved. To being more tolerant, it's not only our duty, but being more tolerant, it's by design that we help our neighbors. It's by design that we help our neighbors. Look at verse 2 of Romans 15. It says, each of us should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up. Each of us are to work with our neighbors for their good and to build them up. Remember, it's not about us, but it's by design that we must be patient, assist where necessary, help when needed our fellow neighbor for their good. Now, what that means by design is that we are to always encourage, always equip, and always edify. I'm going to say that again for somebody who may be writing it down. We're supposed to always encourage. That's how you become more tolerant. Always equipped, be ready to equip, and always edify. That's the design of Christian tolerance. It's not by God's design to discourage, disband, and destroy our neighbors. No, that's not of God. If you get into a heated argument over something as simple as the way that a steak is cooked, you may like it well done, they may like it medium rare. Those things mean nothing. We are to always encourage, always equip, and always edify. So it's by design that we help our neighbors. That's what it means to be more tolerant. Each of us should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up. So, beloved, not only is it our duty in being more tolerant to help those who are weaker, not only is it by design in being more tolerant to help our neighbors. Finally, beloved, I want to show you that the third and final thing, Jesus gives us a demonstration on what it means to be tolerant. Look at verse 3. Verse 3 says, for even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. Even Christ didn't work to please himself. He gives us a demonstration of what it means to be more tolerant. And the scripture that's being quoted here is Psalm 69:9. The insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. Now, what this means, and it is explained in verse 4, that everything that is written in the past was written to teach us so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. In other words, everything that has been written in the scriptures from the past has been written in order to teach us. It is a demonstration for us on how to be more tolerant. And when you get this learning and you are equipped with the word, then you will understand from the scriptures evidence of what it means to have endurance and evidence to understand what it means to be encouraged with hope. Listen, our Christ lowered himself and emptied himself that we might be able to be saved. Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with every stripe that he received, we are healed. So Jesus, as he gave us time to grow, you know, even if you're mature in the faith, you weren't always mature in the faith, we have to be tolerant of those who are weaker in the faith. Jesus gives us time to grow, time to mature. I dare say some of us are still maturing even now. And that's why I like what verse 7 says, and I'm praying, accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. In other words, beloved, we got to learn to be more tolerant. Yes, learn to be more tolerant, even with those who put sugar on grits. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for this time of prayer. We thank you, Lord God, for your word that encourages us, Lord, that gives us a word of endurance that we are to bear alongside. We ought to bear with, be patient with the failings of the weaker believer. And Lord, we don't do that to please ourselves, but we do it in order that our neighbor might experience what is good. So help us to be more tolerant. Help us, Lord God, in this intolerant world that we live in, where there is so much divisiveness and divisiveness, Lord God, a separation and sectarianism among us, Lord God. Help us to find a way to be tolerant, to love one another, to see the good in each other. Help us, Lord God, to be the kind of person, Lord God, that does not nitpick someone because of their failings, but we want to encourage and equip and to edify the body by Christian design to make sure, Lord God, that they receive what they need. Lord, we love you this morning, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and we thank you for our time together. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, then you're on your way to doing your duty by design, because we've been given a great demonstration that if Jesus could suffer these things on our behalf, then surely we can have patience enough to help someone to get stronger in the Lord. God bless you. Have a smile upon you. And listen, sugar don't belong on grits. Go argue with your mama. I love y'all. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.